Welcome to our monthly call, our Lacrallo monthly call. I would like to thank the participants, the staff, the interpreters. As you can see, we have the agenda on the AC room. This is the agenda agreed, and now I would like to give the floor to one of the people in the staff to proceed with the roll call.
Thank you very much, Carlos. This is Natalie from staff, and I'll do the roll call for you now. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Lacrallo monthly call on the 16th of September 2013 at 2300 UTC. On the Spanish channel today, we have Sergio Salinas Porto, Luis Miguel, Carlos Viren, Gilberto Lara, Adrian Cabello, Alfredo López Hernández, Sylvia Helen Leiter, Vladimir Davalos, Diego Alfonso Bastidas, Leon Sanchez, Philip Bowen, Eric Huesca, Fatima Cambonero, and Marcelo Teles. We have Alejandro Pisanti, who is currently joining the Adobe Connect room. On the English channel, we have Olivier Crépin-Leblanc. We have apologies from Alberto Soto, Raúl Bauer, Juan Manuel Rojas, Carlton Samuels, José Arce, Devin Antaluxin, Carlos Aguirre, Cintia Suknanan, Johnny Loreno, and Ida Nobian. From staff, we have Sylvia Vanco, Heidi Ulrich, and myself, Natalie Peregrine, and our interpreters for today's call are Veronica and David. I would like to remind everyone here to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. Please also remember to speak loud and clearly for the interpreter's sake. Thank you very much, and over to you, Carlos.
This is Carlos Vera speaking for the record. Thank you very much, Natalie. First of all, I would like to give the floor to our secretary for her to comment about the action item. So, Sylvia, go ahead, please. Thank you very much, Carlos. This is Sylvia Helen Leiter for the record. As you can see on the right side of our Adobe page, we have the action items posted by Sylvia, and we have a summary of the action items, the pending ones. We have the ones related to the two working groups. These are action items that are pending. The first one, the first group we need to deal with is the governance working group, which is chaired by Antonio Medinas Gomez. He was not able to participate today, and he was not able to participate in last call, and we were not able to communicate with him during this period. Jose was leading the conversations to see the road that would be chosen. I have posted the link on the AC room, so I would like you, I would ask you to revise this link, and I would urge you and encourage you to keep on posting your inputs and feedback so as to decide the role and to decide the final steps for this working group. Then, Alejandro Pisanti. We have to deal with Alejandro Pisanti's work, so I would like to give the floor to Alejandro Pisanti in case he would like to make any comment. This is Sylvia Helen Leiter speaking. Alejandro, can you hear us? It seems that Alejandro is not able to hear us. So I will post the link of this of Alejandro's working group. As you can see, it is already posted. And this is another working group which is open, and we need to decide for this working group. So we will give some minutes to Alejandro to see if he can speak. The last action item has to do with the follow-up of the leveling course led by Diego Acosta. Unfortunately, Diego was not able to participate. Perhaps Sergio may introduce certain comments regarding the input provided to the list. Sergio, is there anything that you would like to comment on this topic? Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Good afternoon, or good morning, or good evening. I think that for most of you, it's good afternoon and good evening. My name is Sergio Salinas Porto, for the record. I've been participating within a group with a small number of members, but with a strong leadership by Diego Acosta Bastidas. He has done, a great job, not only him, but also some of his fellows from Ecuador. They have been working on the platform so as to have the survey already done for our region. So, I don't know the number of surveys already carried out, but the task performed or the activities carried out in this regard are a lot. And I was able to participate within this group, and I was able to participate in the different questions that were presented by the working group in terms of the training course. And on the other hand, there have been technical work which was very important so as to achieve a complete transparency in the activities. And on the other hand, we have the decree. For all the members of the region, that the answers to this survey are anonymous. So the idea or the goal of this survey was to identify our weaknesses, and based on that, to be able to move forward to develop a training course taking into account the parameters observed by the different answers in the survey. We developed a set of questions that range from basic issues, because perhaps some members of the regions may not know, and then we drill down into deeper questions. The idea is to have a general knowledge of the knowledge of the region so as to be able to perform a serious work in terms of training. And this is all I can say. I repeat this because the task carried out by Diego has been very good. It has been a huge accomplishment, and this is because of the great effort they have made. So chapeau for them. It has been a great, great effort and a great work, and I hope all the participants and members in the region made or are able to participate, because this will help us to move forward in the region. The fact of having the Moodle platform, which is the one being used right now, well, you know, ICANN is also using this platform. So for us, this is a great step forward, because we have our own resources so as to be able to interact with the platform without any problem. So at the very beginning, this was seen as a weakness, in fact, but nowadays this is seen as a strength due to the work and effort of ICANN in terms of this platform that was implemented already. So that's all I have to say. And now I give the floor to the chair or the secretary of this court. Thank you very much. This is Carlos Vera speaking. There is a question, sir, here. Perhaps some people might have told you that they would like to have another type of access without any password, perhaps, in order to have a more direct access. So is there anything that you can comment or add about this? This is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Well, in terms of a password, something that you and Natalia mentioned, freeware usually requests or require a password, but this is not a problem because we all have the same user and password. So it's just a question of introducing one single user and a password. Otherwise, they would be free for everybody, and the idea is that this should be free only for LaRalo, because otherwise any person entering the mobile platform of Internauta would be able to access our survey. The idea is to have the survey only for the people in Latin America and the Caribbean region within ICANN. So that's why we implemented the username and the password, because it would be easier to control or check the amount of people interacting within the region and also the answers and questions. That's why. There you have a username and a password. They are not difficult. Is there any other question? Carlos Vera speaking. Is there any other question? Or otherwise, I will give the floor to Alejandro. Or, sorry, Fatima is requesting the floor. So could you please, Sergio, answer Fatima? Sergio speaking. Carlos. There is a question from Fatima. May I answer that question? Carlos Vera, go ahead, please, Sergio. So, once again, this is Sergio Salinas Porto for the record. Fatima's question is the following. Doesn't it overlap with the monthly training course? Okay. First of all, this is a group that was created within our region. So, this was presented from the region. So, first of all, and this is a survey, and this is a survey aimed at obtaining basic information in terms of training, in terms of the things we need to be trained. We can have clear information, and if we can have clear information, we will be able to point towards concrete actions, and we would be able to improve the monthly training courses. Of course, this training that is being planned is deeper somehow. It goes beyond than a presentation, because we are also including an assessment. Fatima is also saying that on the monthly call we had a survey regarding or asking training. And I would say that one thing is what we want and the other thing is what we need. So I repeat, this is something that is coming up from the region. This was promoted by the region, as other working groups have been promoted within the region. I see many, many questions, so please bear with me because I need to read. The other question is, who is going to evaluate or assess the training? Well, the first question should be, who is going to deliver that training? In that sense, there would be ICANN people able to provide these training courses, and it is very probable that we work with other regions. But of course, this has to be discussed within the working group. This working group had 4 or 5 or 6 members, and now we end up being 2 or 3, no more than that. So it is highly probable that we invite once again other members to participate. I remember that some members from the region left the working group. So I think it would be important to add or incorporate new members to keep on working. Is there any other question? Okay. So, this is the end of my comment. Thank you very much. Carlos Vera speaking. So, thank you very much, Sergio, for your comments. And thank you, Fatima and Natalia, for your comments and questions. I think that we should take into account the task carried out by the working group. Now I will give the floor to Alejandro Pisanti. He will talk about the working group he leads. Alejandro Pisanti, go ahead. Good afternoon. This is Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Can you hear me? Yes, go ahead, Alejandro, please. So, Alejandro Pisanti is speaking. If I may, I would like to make a comment regarding the working group that was previously presented. It makes no sense having usernames and passwords because we can give that password to other people that we know. So, for me, that is not necessary. That's why I didn't answer the survey. Secondly, the previous training course was also based on a formal process and survey requesting these training needs. Even before, that was than before, even before. So I think now I would like to speak about the strategic working group. As you can remember, some weeks ago, my group presented the results, and we decided to extend the period for discussion during 1 week, and there was only one comment. So I would ask the chair and the secretary to acknowledge the receipt of these documents, and I would like to say to thank the members of this working group for their participation. And to put an end to the task of this working group and see if the community wants to create or open this working group again. With this working group, we learned a lesson, and this is that we need to have a smaller amount of members to work in a better way. Thank you very much. Carlos Vera speaking. Thank you very much, Alejandro Pisanti. Is there any comment about Alejandro's comment? Carlos Vera speaking, so having or seeing no comments. We can say that up to now we have listened to the searches and his summary of the activities of the working group. And now we will go to the fourth topic on the agenda, or the third topic on the agenda, and this has to do with the training program under the charge of Juan Manuel Rojas. As you know, Carlton Samuels, the speaker, was not able to attend this call. He couldn't participate. So I don't know if Carlo is online or if you have any news regarding this. or if there is any comment regarding this topic on the agenda. This is Sylvia Herlen later speaking. No, Carlos. I think that everybody read the email. I think Juan Manuel will organize the next training program and see if he will participate in the following call. And item 4 has to do with the action items, or is closely related to the action items, and we have already mentioned that. So I don't know if there are comments in this regard. Yes, this is Alejandro Pisanti speaking. In terms of the other working groups, I think that we should add on the governance working group. The governance working group started with very good intentions, but they were not able to move forward, as we know. And I think it is important and pertinent to close the working group, to thank the members and start or set the new tasks, because conditions have changed quite a lot since the creation of that working group. For example, the at-large rules have been amended, and we need to adapt to that new rules and even like Rallo rules. So on the other hand, Natalia Enciso, had proposed something which I think is quite good and that was well commented, and this has to do with defining the procedures for the production or the writing of declarations or statements of Black Rallo in terms of policies. This is something of a procedural nature, and this would be a very important task to be taken into account and to be carried out with a small working group, well-oriented working group. So I think this should be the task, the only task of the new governance working group, which should work on the issues related to policies. So, and statements. This should be the statements by Black Rallo to the community or the board, or to increase perhaps presentation and interaction among ALAC and other members. Thank you very much.
This is Carlos Reyes speaking. Thank you, Alejandro. Diego Acosta is asking for the floor. He has raised his hand, so we give the floor to Diego then. This is Diego Acosta speaking. We have very bad audio. So we confirm the viability of the communication, and I just want to ask Sergio Salinas Porto, about the training, the leveling course that we are going to proceed on, and I just want to share with the community one thought. We agree that the dynamics of the ICANN community is very complex, and we celebrate the knowledge that we invoke as well. But what the leveling course should do is have content. Which should include very technical determinations with complex scopes. And it should start to have a reading to the communities that are the ones that we are reaching out to. This comment is given to you by a person who has had a lot of work to disentangle the complexities of ICANN. And I'm in no fear to admit this field of knowledge and this ignorance that I have. But it really is that way. From the coordination of the leveling course, we believe that the democratization and the strengthening of the knowledge of ICANN, of the societies of users and the society of information and knowledge will strengthen with a greater dynamics of training, but in terms that are simpler, in terms that can be reached by people. This is my comment that in general terms I want to share with the Lacrallo community. And I leave for the record my commitment, my enthusiasm and happiness, if you want, to continue walking towards a leveling course that is both good for the community as well as to people who want to be included in it. Thank you. This is Carlos Vera speaking. We now go to the following item, which is the agreement between Lacrallo and LACNIC. You will have a link to it. Jose Arce is not here today, but if somebody has a comment with respect of this, there were many comments in the previous session, so if you have some comments, you can make it now. Silvia, you raised your hand. Please go ahead. This is Silvia Harlan, Native speaking. I just wanted to ask this. I am posting a link, and we need comments from the community because in the last meeting, there were very disparate comments, and we need to make a decision on whether we are or we are not going to go ahead, and if we do or do not want to sign a memorandum of understanding with LACNIC. So we need, at the request of Jose Arce, to hear the opinion of the community in this link, in this wiki, with respect to what we want to do regarding this memorandum of understanding. That's all. Thank you. This is Carlos Vera speaking. Is there anybody else who would like to make a comment on this point? On the proposal to have an agreement between Lacrallo and LACNIC. Alejandro Pisanto is speaking now. I requested this on the list. So this is Alejandro Pisanto for the record. In the list, the discussion list, I said, and I am reiterating now, that we should have a greater discussion of some items of the agreement that were not properly responded and that need to be studied. I am now proposing that we include them in the work session to be held in Buenos Aires. Thank you. This is Carlos Vera speaking. Thank you, Alejandro. Is there any other comment on this issue? Something that Silvia maybe did not say? We need to have your input and to record them. Fatima, please go ahead. This is Fatima speaking. Thank you, Carlos. As I said earlier, and I discussed this with Jose, by Buenos Aires, this should be signed, or there should be a decision that we will not sign this. So perhaps we should advance something in the list or in the wiki that the draft that's being posted is the draft that was used with the other RIR and the other RALO. But I think we should work on a draft that adapts to our reality and our needs and then decides what we want to do. That's my suggestion for the time being. Thank you. This is Alejandro Pisanti speaking. I believe we cannot proceed with ultimatums from the chairmanship. And the vote of ISOC Mexico is against it if there are any ultimatums. I think we should have a greater discussion. Of course, what we need to have is a draft that's adapted to the region, considering the point of view that have already been submitted. And there are other points of view that need to be included in these discussions that we are having with certain reservations. This is Sergio Salinas Porto. Mr. Chair, my hand is up. This is Fatima, and her hand is up too. Go ahead, Sergio. I agree with the view that Alejandro Pisanti has on this. I do not want to personalize this on the chair, but the region cannot be hastened by terms that the region itself has not used. My opinion goes in the same line as Alejandro's. Discussing whether we have a need to have with LACNIC, especially thinking that many times we will need to ask to discuss issues where LACNIC will be a party. Well, we have very concrete needs to do this, or do we not? And we also need to say whether we want to have a contractual bond with LACNIC. That's what I'm thinking, and that's why I asked these questions at the time. I posted them on the wiki, and I believe this will take some time, that this cannot be closed before November, but this should be discussed. We need to be broad, listen to each other, propose a dialogue, and then from that moment on, to raise a strategy for the region. That's all. Thank you. This is Silvia speaking. Thank you, Sergio. Fatima, please go ahead. This is Fatima Campanero speaking. I just want to make a clarification. I conveyed a conversation that I had with Jose, and this does not imply that this is my personal opinion on this issue. If you recall, in the past call, I asked what was the margin of options we have from signing to not sign, and all variants in the middle. I agree with Sergio. I understand that this requires a discussion, and all the regions should ask if we need this, if this is the right time, or whatever we think about this. But there should be some discussion in the whole region, and this should not come externally or copied because the others with different realities are doing this. So I agree with Alejandro and with Sergio in the sense that we are not hastened by this. And we should decide what we want as a region. This is Silvia speaking. Is Carlo back? This is Carlos Vera speaking. Is there anybody else who would like to express an opinion about this? We apologize, but Carlos's audio is very bad. Perhaps in this case, there is someone who would like to participate. So we're going now to item six. That's the preparation of ICON 48 from 17 to 21 November 2013. Within the RALO, we formed a work group of approximately 10 people who were interested in participating. There have been several contributions and inputs on this. And I would now like to give the floor to Sylvia, who is coordinating the context where we have been working on so that we can inform the community of what we're doing. Sylvia, please go ahead. This is Sylvia Herlein-Layton speaking. As you saw, I just posted an initial link to the wiki page. And when we started to organize the showcase activities and other activities within the very limited time that we will have in Buenos Aires, and I wanted to inform you that last week we created a committee that will take this task to see what is the best that we can do and how is it we're going to use the very short time that we have in this ICON 48 meeting. This committee is made up of 10 people. We have people from the Caribbean and people from Latin America as well. And the idea is that the community will continue participating with this committee to provide ideas and discuss with them what we want to do or we not want to do. As part of organizing the region and of updating what we are going to show at the showcase, we have already finished with the first stage of the ALS's update in the region. This has been posted to the wiki. We have been able to communicate with people and organizations who had almost no information on their organization. We are now on a second stage where the secretariat will get in touch with each of the organizations and ask them to update their information, because together with the staff, we have the intention of making a book with all the information that we place on the wiki. This will be a paper book, not an e-book, that will actually be provided for people at the showcase. So it is important that in order for this book to have a long-lasting duration, it is important to have all the updated information. That's why we're going to start this second phase. Is there anybody who'd like to make a comment on this? I am saying that the committee is already working. The next meeting will be next week. And anybody who has an idea should get in touch with them to let them know what the community would like to show on the showcase. Thank you. I see Fatima has just raised her hand. Fatima, go ahead.
Carlos Vera speaking. Fatima, go ahead, please. This is Fatima speaking. Thank you very much, Sylvia and Carlos. I would like to make a question that was done or made in the list regarding the funds available for the Buenos Aires meeting. For, who are the ones who will be able to participate? And this is for next year, because in one, it is not clear at all whether there will be funds available or not. For example, at one point we had to create something to a statement to ask for things for our regions, but I don't know if that was included in the budget. So Sylvia, could you please help us with that? This is Sylvia speaking. Thank you very much, Fatima. We still do not have a budget in numbers, but we have the full collaboration of the staff, as I said before, with this printed or paper book, where there will be a summary of all the news and the information of the ALSs, and regarding the show and the beverage that we will have in the showcase, but that will be determined afterwards. First of all, we have to make a survey of the needs, and then the staff will see the available budget. I think that perhaps Silvia Vivanco may help me with this issue, because I don't want to give information which is not exact or clear. So, Silvia, Heidi, could you please help me with this issue or this topic? Thank you.
Hi, this is Heidi. May I speak on that issue, please?
This is Carlos Vera speaking. Go ahead, Heidi, please.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Carlos. In terms of the money available for La Corralo, for Buenos Aires, for events, we currently have approximately $1,000 and perhaps a little more. And that's primarily for the showcase, including catering. And just today, actually, we've heard from meeting staff about the possible menu and the prices for catering, and it's extremely high. So we're going to be likely spending most of that money, if not even more, on just catering. So, again, any additional items in terms of entertainment or a hard copy of an ALS book would need to have extra funding from, you know, perhaps sponsorship. And just on the issue of the ALS book, a hard copy, you may recall those who were in Durban, Afralo produced one. And Fadi saw that. He was given a copy of it by Afralo and very much liked it. And what his initiative was for staff to work with the Atlas II organizing committee to produce an interactive book for all ALSs, not just La Corralo, but for all at-large structures in time for the summit next year in London. And this would be, again, more of an e sort of book or an online interactive tool that would include videos of all of the at-large structures. So again, it might be something that you wish to consider is to, rather than a hard copy of a book for the La Corralo events in Buenos Aires, that you put any kind of effort into this new initiative on an interactive online book or guide to all at-large structures in time for the summit. Thank you. Sylvia, it's $1,000 for that. Thank you.
Carlos Vera speaking. Thank you very much, Heidi. Is there any other comment or question regarding this issue? Otherwise, in the first call or meeting of this working group, we will send you all the information, the necessary information and the summary. And, of course, any input is always welcome. If you have any additional comment on this issue, you can speak now, or otherwise we will move forward to item number 7. There is a question for from Natalia to Heidi. Heidi, the question is posted on the AC room. Could you please answer the question that was posted by Natalia and Ciso on the AC room, please?
Yes, thank you, Carlos, and thank you, Natalia, for your question. So, again, in terms of a General Assembly, all RALOs will be having their General Assemblies in fiscal year 14 during the London meeting next June during the Atlas II, or the At-Large Summit. So, no, there will not have a General Assembly in terms of everyone being, you know, all representatives from La Corralo being present in Buenos Aires.
Carlos Vera speaking. Thank you very much, Heidi. Now we will speak about item number 7, and this is the new model for next generation of GTLD directory services. So now we will give the floor to Fatima Cambronero. Fatima, go ahead, please. Thank you very much, Carlos. This is Fatima for the record. I am trying to find the link. I will post on the AC Room the link to the comments done regarding this statement done on behalf of Lagrallo. This was open, or has been open for a long time, because this was for the Durban meeting. A meeting of this working group was arranged. We know this working group as the new WHOIS. We had certain comments, and then we posted those comments on the wiki, where we are gathering all the material, the existing material regarding this topic up to this moment. We had a few comments, but very interesting ones. So thank you very much to those who posted their comments. We sent a draft to the list. There was no objections, and then we sent that to the working group, to the expert working group. And then we also sent this information to Carlton Samuels, who is a member of our region who belongs to this working group, to this expert working group, to have comments. These comments were read. Of course, I'm not going to read all the information, because the information is contained in the link that I have just posted. They took into account the possible things that would be affected with the new model, and of course they took into account the users of our region. And the impact these might have on the region and with this new way of gathering information. And also, this working group will produce a report that will be circulated before the Buenos Aires meeting. So I think it would be interesting that we pay attention to the results of this working group, so that we can follow up with them and participate in the meeting that will be held in Buenos Aires. Alejandro Pisanti made very interesting comments that were taken into account. So Alejandro, if you would like to make any other comment, I give the floor to you. This is all on my part. Thank you very much. This is Alejandro Pisanti speaking. I have no comments by now. Thank you very much. Silvia Helen Leiter speaking. Carlos seems to have dropped. So, Fatima, thank you very much for your comment regarding the item 7.1. I would like to know whether Alejandro can speak about item 7.2. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Sure, Silvia. I will try to make a very brief comment on the background. We are speaking or talking about the comments of ALAC or issued by ALAC regarding the documents related to the directory based on a framework for the stability, resiliency, and stability of the DNS. This work was started by the board based on the work done by the revision working group that I was leading in between 2010 and 2012. This report recommends this framework, and the board created a working group. So this new working group hires consulting members to produce an analysis of this draft. This this will deliver, will give a final report, and this is submitted for comments for ALAC. The idea is that, or the comment of the ALAC is that the work of the group should be should slow down. The interpreters apologize, but we are hearing some background noises on Alejandro Pisanti's line. So, Alejandro Pisanti speaking. The proposal is that ALAC proposes to speed up with the work for that framework to start working, and since we will never have an exhaustive and complete or full framework, the idea is to create, based on the, a new framework on the experiences acquired. In terms of the technical issues, and apart from the works I've mentioned, a new working group from the community was created. This included ALAC, the constituencies, and the GNSO. This is known as a DSSA working group, and this working group studied the possible attacks and vulnerabilities of the DNS. It presented a report that was also considered by the board. It was a parallel work done, and I was able to coordinate this work with the chair of that working group. And the statement that ALAC is proposing is complaining about the non-inclusion of the work of the DSSA working group. But I think the way this is done is not very appropriate, because the arguments or the proposals are okay, but we need to take into account that the DSSA proposes to take into account the frameworks and to take into account standards that are taken into account in the U.S. These are open standards, and on the other hand, the WikiLeaks project proposes to consider the framework and base that framework on the of the international of the ISO organization, and it's somehow paradoxical that this working group is based on one country and that one is closed and the other is open. So it is preferred to have the national standard, because this is an open standard, and this is the option that is should be proposed. I had the opportunity to speak about this with Olivier, so I think it would be possible to find an agreement for the final statement. And the last point I want to make is that the proposal we have been working with, Carlos Vera supported that, as well as other colleagues, should not be voted right now as an autonomous statement by LACVALO, but this should be a kind of message for ALAC so that to give orientation to the representatives in this regard and to vote for this. Thank you very much.
This is Carlos Vera speaking. Thank you very much, Alejandro. Olivier Crepin-Leblon has raised his hand, so Olivier, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to add a couple of words to what Alejandro Pisanti has said. My name is Olivier Crepin-Leblon. I wanted to just let you know that I am, at the very moment, still working on the statement that the ALAC will be sending. The statement as it is at the moment on the wiki is not the final statement. The report from WikiLeaks is a very long report. Some of it is actually quite good. Some of it, as Alejandro Pisanti has mentioned, is not that good. And I think that we really do need to have a strong statement about this. I'm very concerned that at the moment, if you look at the if you look at the public comment itself, there are only two entries at the moment. One is from a person who was on the DSSA. The other comment is from the ALAC, where we basically say we will be sending a statement in the reply period. It's a real concern because we're dealing here with a framework that is not perfect, and for some reason no one in ICANN is taking much care into this. Now, I understand La Corallo has been having some extensive discussions on this. I think that it might be a good idea to have not only an ALAC statement, but if La Corallo has some additional points that they wish to that they wish to make, and under the very capable leadership of Alejandro Pesanti, I think that it would certainly make sense to make those additional points and to send this to the public comment period. That's all, and I hope that in the next 48 hours, maybe, hopefully, if I can find the time, I will be able to finalize the statement for the ALAC, and then we will be able to send this over to the public comment. Thank you.
This is Alejandro Carlos Vera. Thank you, Olivier. I hope you are listening okay to me. Is there anybody else who'd like to make another comment? Otherwise, we would go to 7.3. I think somebody else was asking for the floor. This is Leon Sanchez speaking. I actually didn't ask for the floor. Apparently, my connection just dropped. Carlos Vera speaking again. Then Silvia Herlane. This is Silvia speaking. Alfredo Lopez, did you raise your hand? Well, it seems he did not. This is Silvia Herlane speaking. With respect to item 7.3, the confusingly similar GTLDs, it's a really difficult name. Dev got in touch with me and said, unfortunately, he could not participate in this call, so I posted a link on the chat room. He said he agreed with the statement made by ALAC, and he suggested, in spite of the fact that we have a very limited time for this, so he suggested that unless La Corallo is really against the statement by ALAC, he actually does agree with what ALAC has stated, but he wanted to leave this open to the community. I think Olivier wants to make a comment about this. Olivier, do you want to make a comment?
Yes, please, Mr. President. It's Olivier Crépin-Leblanc on the line. I just wanted to say a couple of words about this, and I have worked on this with Alan as well this evening for me. Effectively, the statement itself is looking at the confusion when the strings are similar, when you, for example, have the plural of a string. So, for example, you would have hotel and hotels, like the plural of hotel. And for some reason, there have been some objections that were filed by some organization against confusingly similar terms, confusingly similar names. And when the objections are filed, they are looked at, they are allocated to a mediator from the International Chamber of Commerce, who then, not really a mediator, it's more of an evaluator, and that evaluator provides the evaluation of the confusion, if it is confusing or if it is not confusing. And for some reason, there were several objections which were made regarding PAM and COM. CAM being C-A-M, being confusingly similar to C-O-M, to the current .com. And out of these objections, some of the judges, some of the people who evaluated those objections decided that it was confusingly similar. Others decided it was not confusingly similar. And so we end up with two different judgments which oppose each other regarding the same conflict, .cam and .com, which obviously doesn't make sense at all. And this is effectively what the ALAC is pushing for and is basically saying we need to have some kind of method first to make sure that when you have three different cases involving the same string similarity, they are all judged in the same way and possibly all judged by the same person or some kind of method so as to not end up with some stupid opposite rulings which serve to confuse everyone and certainly will end up in a lawsuit at some point because one or the other participant will deem that they have been dealt with unfairly. So we basically are telling the board that they need to really, as an express thing to do, as a priority, they have to look at this. That's all. Thank you.
Alejandro Pisanti has raised his hand. Alejandro, please go ahead. This is Alejandro speaking. I dealt with this issue together with others at the same level where the ALAC proposal is, and I support this declaration very strongly. I believe the criteria being proposed that... But I want to make a comment on a special issue. We are discussing something particular here. We see these in trademark laws in Latin America, or at least in most of the countries, and we know this as a confusing similarity. That is, it's a similarity that can cause confusion between the customers, clients, consumers, etc. And, of course, we need a very strong legal profile here. But even before getting into these legal expertise, I think that this is as Olivier and the ALAC statement say. This is going on a purely visual criterion, which can be very varied when people reach an alphabet that is not their mother tongue or an IDN that does not correspond with the mother tongue, and this can cause the similarity to be more or less confusing. Secondly, ALAC stresses the fact that the criteria, aside from being insufficient because they are purely visual, should be more uniform. We need to make them more uniform and create less bureaucracy. And with this background, I repeat, we need to emphatically support this with our representatives before ALAC to vote in favor of the ALAC proposal as soon as possible. This is Carlos Vera speaking. Thank you, Alejandro, and thank you, Olivier, as well. Is there anybody else who'd like to make a comment on this? Otherwise, we will go to item number 8. And I am asking the participant if there is anybody else who would like to talk about any other issues still pending today. Alejandro Pisanti now has the floor. This is Alejandro speaking very briefly because I have referred to this on the list. In parallel, and even to the detriment of the preparation for the showcase and the difficulties we are having are very big, and we should use the presence that we are going to have in Buenos Aires to deal with background issues, to deal with issues such as the agreement with LACNIC, the way to develop our PDP. We are proposing that we continue Natalia's work and to give her some space with the governance work. This is the best tool we have for training. And there are substantive issues such as the new WHOIS, the benchmark for the DNS security, and then other issues that have to do with the new GTLDs that take a lot of time in ICANN, and the procedural discussions that also take a lot of time in our communications, our ordinary communication in Lacrallo. And I stress the need to have substantive discussions and also to have training sessions. When they were part of the program proposed by Natalia and Fatima based on the decisions of needs for training, were very efficient, and I think we should continue with this. And finally, I think we should foresee a planning session very well organized with many hours ahead and a very active participation so that we can meet the purposes that we had when we created the work group. This cannot be done with a few minutes online. It requires attention, collaboration, and a very intense collaboration, and I see no other opportunity than any other than this. This is Carlos Perez speaking. Thank you, Alejandro. Fatima, now you now have the floor. This is Fatima speaking. I'm going to be very brief. I would like to invite you to focus also on this policy issue that are now posted for public comment, and also those that are going to be posted on the next few days. We do not need to be expert on the issues that are being posted, and I agree that we don't want to give an opinion because there are certain issues we don't know about them. This happens to me. I know certain issues are complex, but if we all collaborate and we start reading these, I think we can create good things and to leave the voice of our region in issues that are really affecting us. I know this is a bit difficult because sometimes there's no replies when emails are sent, but this should be stated on the email list, and there should be a debate to reach a position where we can have solved somehow our differences. And I think we need to continue giving our opinion and participating and learning. There's a lot to learn, and we are on the right path. So I invite you to join us in these efforts. Thank you. This is Carlos speaking. Thank you, Fatima, for your input. Anybody else would like to take the floor on this? I see no hands. Then I would like to thank you all for your participation, for the opportunity to coordinate this teleconference in September. This is a challenge for all of us, as Fatima was saying. We need to participate, and I think having these delegations, these delegation of chairing the meeting is very healthy. We have more involvement on the different issues, and then we have the responsibility to get more involved. If there are no more issues, thank you very much for being here. Thank you to the interpreters, of course, and to the people who have been involved today. I don't know, Silvia, maybe as our secretary, would you like to say something else? Otherwise, we would adjourn the meeting. This is Silvia speaking. Thank you. Thank you very much, Carlos Vera, for having chaired this teleconference, and we invite other members in the meeting to volunteer for the October teleconference. Thank you all, and I have nothing else to say. Goodbye.